Douglas Morgan will be the first to give an opening remark. Douglas?
I'd like to thank everybody for being here tonight. My name is Douglas C. Morgan, a longtime Ellis County resident. For a brief time, my father moved us to DeSoto for a while, but got back here as soon as we could. I'd like to thank the Women's Republicans Party for having us here tonight, as well as never ever done this. It's scary. I'm not much of a public speaker. I'm more of a get out and do the job guy. I'd like to thank you gentlemen for being here tonight. I started off, I've always wanted to be a public servant. Always tried to spend my adult life being a public servant. I started off as a paramedic. Been a paramedic for well over 20 years. About 10 years ago, I started being a peace officer. I found my calling working with doing both. I currently serve outside of Ellis County in Hill County as both as a police officer and as a paramedic, and sometimes I even work as a tactical paramedic. I enjoy doing things. I've served at the Texas State Guard, where some of the former members are here. I've served also with the Texas Civil Defense. Christian conservative. I go to Ellis County Cowboy Church, same as Frank does. I know him from there. It's a great place. I love to serve for those people. It's great. Getting out and being for lack of a better term, a public servant. I love doing things for other people. I love getting out and meeting people. I'm a personal person. I love getting up, shaking somebody's hand, helping them out, whether it's giving them a Band-Aid or just changing a tire on the freeway. I worked in Italy as a police officer for a few years. I want to come back and serve in Ellis County, but I believe this is the greatest county in the greatest state in the greatest country. And I'm thankful my mom and dad are here to support me tonight. This is all new to me. I hope you bear with me. Understand that I realize I'm stuttering, but this is important to me. Doing the job as a constable in Ellis County is something I'm really looking forward to doing. I would like to thank each and every one of you for your time and your understanding.
Lieutenant Terry Nay, your opening remarks, sir.
Yeah, Neil, I'd like to thank you guys, everyone else has taken your time and doing this on a continual 2-year basis rotation. So thank you. Thank you for doing that. I'd like to thank the Republican Women as well for sponsoring the event and putting this all together and having this kind of turnout just says an awful lot about Ellis County in general. So very glad to see everybody concerned enough to be here tonight. Again, my name is Terry Nay. I am your constable for Ellis County Precinct 2. I've been very blessed by the voters of Ellis County to serve in that position for the past 20 years. I'm currently finishing up my fifth term in office, so thank you all very much for having the faith and support me to do this over the past years as you have. I'm also a second-generation Ellis County citizen. Been here my entire life, except for a short stint in college. So Ellis County is my home. We've seen an awful lot of growth over the past 20 years, and I might reiterate an awful lot of growth, and we have a lot more coming. But things have really changed in Ellis County in the 20 years that I've served here, so it's been a pleasure to serve each and every one of you, and I'm happy to do that. I have 3 kiddos that go to school here in Wauwatchie. I graduated from Wauwatchie High School as well. And that's about it in a nutshell.
Terry, if you'll stay put, you'll be the first to respond to our question for tonight for each of the candidates. What do you see as the biggest challenges facing the office you are currently holding? And if reelected, what are your plans to address those challenges?
Again, the biggest objective right now is to win reelection. Once we get that accomplished, then it's a little more downhill. But I'm going to reiterate what these other guys have said in growth. obviously is the biggest challenge that's facing Ellis County for many of these public servants and their offices. Growth is something that we've tried to prepare for, but it's coming faster than we've prepared for it. So, and that has been a big challenge in the past 5 years or so as well. It's coming a lot faster than what we expected and what we've been able to keep up with. Unfortunately, as constable, I don't have a whole lot to do with the county budget in and how that all happens and takes place. But I can tell you that we're dealing with budgets that we were dealing with. I'm still operating on a budget that we were operating on 14 years ago. So to do that is a feat in itself, and thank goodness for technology. We learned how to do more with less every year, and if it weren't for technology, we certainly wouldn't be able to do that. But we have growth coming at a rapid rate that it's just going to be very challenging.
Okay. Thank you very much, Terry Day. We'll move on to that second question. To your challenger, Douglas Morgan. Douglas, what do you see as the biggest challenges facing the office you are seeking to hold, and if elected, what are your plans to address those challenges?
Go along with the growth is customer service. We need to get better at our jobs, get out there what the community expects us to, and beyond. You know, sometimes it's a simple act of changing a tire. So doing your job as constable, as well as working with all the other local law enforcement and commissioners, we're going to get what's needed, what's best for the county and our precinct, do whatever it takes to do our job, and work well with others, and be ready for any perceived hazards, such as we just had recently with the tornadoes. I'm willing to work with the Sheriff's Department, commissioners, and whoever I need to do what's best for Ellis County, or what's best for each and every one of you. But you'll be paying my salary. You pay his salary. I expect the best of myself. I will be available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week if need be. That's what it takes to get the job done. I want what's best for Ellis County. I'm willing to listen to you to find out what's best, what y'all want. As customer service, be respectful, kind, do what we need to do, work together, and make this a shining example of the state of Texas loves the United States. We can all work together and be respectful in a conservative Christian way.
Okay, Douglas, just stay there. Because you'll be first up on the closing statement for this race.
Y'all do the honor of vote for me, if possible. Like I said, I will do my best to give you the best community service. I will be there. I will be at your discretion. You can contact me any time of the day. I will respond to your needs as you request it. I will do my best to work with the county commissioner. Work within the budget with the means we have to protect citizens as well as do our job in the civil process area job. I will see if I bring in the best people to work with me. And this is real hard. Public speaking is not my forte. Anyway, honestly believe with your help, your guys and your suggestion that I can make this a better county, especially precinct 2 possible. And I look forward to working with y'all and responding to your needs. Thank you.
We'll have the final say in this portion of our candidates forum.
I just want to ask for everyone's continued support, and I think I am the best candidate for the position. I want to state that experience does count. That is my campaign slogan, and and it makes a big difference. There's a lot to know in this position, especially in the civil law aspect. It gets very detailed and very intricate, and it's not quite as black and white as criminal law side of things are. Unfortunately, as a constable, you have to know both, and you have to do both. And so the criminal law is one thing, and it's a little easier, a little more black and white than the civil, which is just very gray. And so it's a lot of information to know. It's a lot of information to learn. I would like to tell you that I think I'm the most experienced candidate for the job. I do have a bachelor's degree in law enforcement police science from Sam Houston State. And I've been doing this job for 20 years. I've also been teaching for the state association over the years. Many other constables and deputy constables and sheriffs and their deputies, as well as recruits at academies for Navarro College. And so I would just appreciate your continued support. I'd like to thank you for the past 20 years and hope I can continue.
Thank you, gentlemen.